what goals did you have as a co-chair?
Okay, so our big thing was they were going to take away all our money if we didn't have good evaluations. So NSF did not want us to just feel good about doing these programs. They wanted us to be able to compare our participants with other non-participants and show we were actually making a difference. Because while CRAW was trying to improve the numbers, the actuality was the numbers were going down during the period that we've been committed, right? So did we make it worse? or were we actually helping people? And so Kathleen and Carla and Betsy Bizeau and Joanne Cahoon have done a pilot program with a data buddies department, and so those are the control group, and then surveying and following people who were in our GRU and in Red Cohort. And so they had some preliminary results that looked pretty good, but they didn't have more long-term studies and more out years. And so we put together the idea of CERC, which is an independent, even though it's funded off the same grant right now, it's an independent entity for evaluating intervention programs. And now it evaluates not just CRA programs and CRAW, but many other programs. And so that was critical to understanding what things we do that work and when they don't work, and if they're the same as what other people are doing, or they're better. And we had great results. Grad cohort results show that if you go to grad cohort, then several years later, you're more likely to have written a first author publication and published it. And since we're all evaluated on output, that's a really important milestone, that you know what you're going to be evaluated on and that you're achieving those research goals. And then grad cohort includes PhD and master's students. And the master's students who come to grad cohort convert to PhDs at higher rates than master's students who don't go.